PlayStation.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Holistish, your favorite podcast about corgis eating donuts on the side of the road.
Holistish. Donut hole.
Do you have a dog, listener? Has your dog ever tried to eat something it shouldn't, like a chocolate bar or a whole pizza? Do you have a cat, listener? Has your cat ever sniffed a daylily or a tiger lily and you saw your whole life flash before your eyes because instant kidney failure was on the horizon? Well, we understand your pain, and we're here to help you through these quarantine times with this podcast, Holish Dash. Welcome.
Yes. Welcome back. And if you don't know, this is our podcast where we talk about holistic health, wellness, and beauty with a healthy dose of skepticism. I'm Sierra.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm excited for this episode because it's been a long time coming. Woo! Okay, so today we're going to be talking about, just like vaguely, Trader Joe's. We're going to tell you a little bit about Trader Joe's, talk about our experience shopping there, and tell you some of our favorite products. But this was all, I guess, inspired by the fact that Trader Joe's is a holistic queen of a chain store. And Jenna, you had never really been before, so I'm excited to get your, like, first time experience.
Yeah, so everywhere that I've lived except outside of Charlotte, there hasn't been, really been, like, a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, we didn't know what Trader Joe's was, and it was in, like, the fancy part of town, and we were, like, plebs on the not fancy part of town, so I was like, what is that, you know?
Yeah, and I can remember my mom bringing home, like, something from Trader Joe's. It was, like, weird cereal or something, and I hated it, and it was awful. And I was like, what is this shit?
Yeah, it was too far away for us to get to. So, I didn't start going until I moved out of college. And when was the first time you went, officially?
During my undergrad, there wasn't one around. During my master's degree, there wasn't one around.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so the first time I ever went was, like, last Christmas of 2019.
So, literally this year, like, 2019-2020. Whoa! Oh my gosh, I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we wanted to start off by giving some information and background into Trader Joe's from Wikipedia, because I think it's, like, pretty interesting to go over.
So, Trader Joe's, as you know, is an American chain of grocery stores, and it's headquartered in Monrovia, California. In 2015, it was a competitor in fresh formant grocery stores in the United States, and by November of 2019, Trader Joe's had over 503 stores nationwide in 42 states and Washington, D.C. The first one was opened in 1967, which I didn't realize it was that old, by Joe Colomb in Pasadena, California. Or Colombe, I don't know how you say his name.
By Trader Joe.
Yeah, Trader Joe. Colombe. So it was owned by German entrepreneur Theo Albrecht from 1979 until his death in 2010 when they passed the ownership to the heirs. Albrecht's family also owns Aldi. We love Aldi. So Trader Joe's and Aldi are sisters.
Yeah, you love Aldi. Yeah.
So Aldi Nord and Aldi Süd, which is, you know, in the south and north. But it's fine. It just goes by Aldi in the U.S., the company has offices in Monrovia and Boston. Yeah. Who knew? So, typically, a grocery store might carry 50,000 items, but Trader Joe's only has, like, 4,000, 80% of which bear its own name brand. So it's really, like, a generic store, but specifically Trader Joe. It's your neighborhood grocery store, as they self-describe themselves.
Yeah.
And, they have gourmet food, organic food, vegetarian, unusual frozen foods, imported, domestic, and imported wine and beer. But not in New York, because, well,
not
actually,
in Brooklyn?
I don't know.
Maybe. The jury's out.
Definitely not wine. How about that? I know that there's not wine. Okay. There's beer in grocery stores, but you don't have wine in grocery stores in New York. I don't know why. It's stupid.
Interesting.
But anyway.
Interesting.
A lot of the products from Trader Joe's are environmentally friendly, and they sell many items under their own private labels at a significant discount to brand name equivalents. And it requires its brand name suppliers not to publicize the business relationship. Wow. Okay. But no. By selling all of its own products under its own labels, Trader Joe's skips the middleman and buys directly from both local and international small-time vendors.
Yeah, and going along with it, why Trader Joe's, in my opinion, is holistic, because Trader Joe's has said that its private labeled products contain no artificial flavors, preservatives, colors derived from anything other than naturally available products. There are also no genetically modified ingredients, no partially hydrogenated oils, and no MSG in any of their products, which I thought was, like, very interesting. And then in addition to the private labeled dairy products, all of their dairy products that, like, are under the Trader Joe's umbrella seem to use milk from cows not given artificial growth hormones. And I thought this was, like, a fun little tidbit. So I had no idea this was a thing. On May 1st, 2018, Trader Joe's launched their first podcast, Inside Trader Joe's. The podcast has 5 seasons and 24 episodes and features crew members, store captains, and executive. Listeners can learn about the way the retailer does business, where and how they discover new products, and they get answers to frequently asked questions. It sounds like a Karen's heaven, speaking to your manager through the Trader Joe's podcast.
Did you see that video of that lady in Florida and Trader Joe's?
No. What? She freaked out?
Yeah. She didn't want to wear a mask.
I know what you're talking about. It's absolutely insane. And Trader Joe's will not stand for that, because during these times they are requiring masks. They are wiping down carts. They are, like, very cleanly.
Yeah, they're trying to keep everybody safe so that we don't have to die.
Okay, let's get into our reaction shopping at Trader Joe's if you have never been. So I started going in 2016. You just recently went Christmas 2019.
So yeah, disclaimer, I've only been to Trader Joe's twice, everyone. So just know that.
Yes. What was your initial reaction to going to Trader Joe's for the first time? This is always interesting.
Okay, so the first time I went to Trader Joe's, it was in Brooklyn, and it was, and you can guess where, because there's not that many. And it was kind of stressful, mm-hmm. because it was small and there was a ton of people there. It was crowded, and, you know, we didn't have a car because New York, so we have to carry all our stuff. So you have to think about, like, how much you're grabbing, you know, all that. And then you have to wait in this insane line. Yeah. But it goes really fast because they coordinate it well. And this was pre-COVID, so it was crowded in there.
Yeah.
But it was a little overwhelming, I think, initially.
Yeah. I guess, like, going to multiple Trader Joe's in different states, I can describe a typical Trader Joe's for you. So you get to the parking lot if you have the luxury to drive there. There's never enough parking. It's crowded, like, you could potentially die, like, people are coming in and out whichever way. There's, like, really old people, like, just in the middle of the road. It's an absolute nightmare. There's never enough traffic. That's number one. Number two, I feel like the Trader Joe's, like, buildings themselves are never as big as you want them to be. And it, like, creates this clusterfuck when you're inside where everyone's just, like, funneling around, like, no one knows what's going on. So, yeah, the inside is, like, pretty chaotic, in my opinion. And then, in my experience, there seems to be, like, a lot of nannies and strollers in Trader Joe's, like, clogging up the aisles. It's kind of, like, a horrendous experience. But if you go early enough, I feel like you can avoid a lot of that. But let's just say it's, like, kind of chaotic of an experience going to a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I guess. So the second time that I went was during COVID times and not mm-hmm. in Brooklyn. So it was way less crowded. Is that because they're only letting...
Oh, yeah.
They're only letting... Okay, well, I loved it when I went...
I know.
When I went during COVID times. Sierra and I went together. It was so fun.
Yeah, we did. COVID times is great for Trader Joe's, but if you frequently go to a Trader Joe's, you know what I'm talking about. It's sheer chaos. My favorite is the people that are breathing down your neck and are only there to get, like, pecans. It's just crazy. We need to talk about this, the alcohol section in Trader Joe's, because when we went here in Boston, they had straight up liquor, which I had never seen in a Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Me neither.
You said the one in Brooklyn, like, didn't even have wine?
No. So, as far as I know, for the New York liquor laws, you can sell beer in grocery stores or, like, malt, you know, like Lime-A-Rita-type things and ciders. But you have to go to a wine and liquor store to get wine liquor. Yeah. So,
okay.
So that's, I mean, it makes sense. That's why Trader Joe's in Brooklyn didn't have wine and liquor. They may have had beer. It was so crowded I couldn't see, honestly. So, yeah.
And what would you say the vibe of, like, the employees and patrons are?
They're, like, very hyper. They've had a lot of coffee, it seems to me. But they're really nice and awesome and super helpful.
Yeah. It's like a Starbucks barista vibe, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's people treated semi-humanely at their job.
Yeah.
They're more pleasant.
It's unheard of, unimaginable.
They have benefits, so they're not ready to kill you.
Oh my god. They seem like they enjoy their job. But it's definitely an experience, and if you haven't been to a Trader Joe's, we encourage you to go, just for the experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And wear a mask.
Yeah, so now we are going to talk about the products that we enjoy the most from Trader Joe's. But I think, in general, Trader Joe's is a really great place for produce and frozen food. Like, they're really good for staples. And I feel like the, like, fruit and veg, as you will, is, like, very reasonably priced, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we are going to tell you our most favoritest, most iconic-est Trader Joe's items. You can start.
Okay, so I get this thing from Aldi before I went to Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same. They just slap a slightly different label on it because Aldi and Trader Joe's are the same. But it's everything but the bagel seasoning. You got your black sesame seeds, garlic salt, sesame seeds. I don't know, like minced onion. What else is in there? I don't know. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Just seasoning. So what I do is I put it on, like, avocado toast. Oh, my God. So good.
It is good.
I put it on all kinds of stuff. Cream cheese, bagel.
I feel like the everything but the bagel seasoning is, like, the most iconic thing from Trader Joe's and Aldi. Like, did they invent it? 'Cause...
No. Yeah, so here's the thing. I think that Trader Joe's definitely had it first, but then when I saw it in Aldi, I was like...
Yeah. Snag it.
Yeah, so I think they maybe did invent it, but, you know, we're not, we don't know.
Yeah, we're out. I think it's absolutely delicious. And then another seasoning, this is, like, a newer seasoning, I think it came out in, like, February or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, but this one is everything but the elote seasoning. It's, like, life-changing. Have you tried it? You got one, right?
I literally had some tonight, yes.
Okay. So, this is, like, meant to be, like, all the flavors of, like, a Mexican street corn, if you will, without the ingredients. So it has, like, some sugar, salt, corn flour, chili pepper, some kind of, like, cheese ingredients, chipotle powder, dried cilantro, and then cumin. It's so good. It's really good on, like, any type of, I guess, like, Mexican dishes or if you want to make something a little bit spicy. So, like, I put it in guacamole. I also, like, made a burrito bowl, and I put this on some black beans and kind of, like, fry them up, and it was absolutely delicious. And I feel like the cheese hint is, like, a nutritional yeasty kind of flavor, so that adds, like, a lot to your dish. It's so good.
Yeah, tonight I made a taco salad bowl, and I got some canned corn and fried that up and put some Greek yogurt and the seasoning, like, and made some, like, janky street corn.
That sounds so good. No, that's what I was going to say. Like, if you wanted to make a dip with this, like, sour cream, corn, beans, avocado, tomatoes, and then put the seasoning.
Yeah, and, like, if you normally use, like, this would be a good thing to use in addition to or instead if you're one of those people that uses, like, the little taco seasoning
packets. Oh, yeah, fuck that.
Use this, because it's better.
Yeah. Don't use the taco seasoning packets are filled with salt, and I feel like it's, like, non-authentic taco flavor. It's, like, gross chain restaurant, like, taco flavor. I feel like this is more authentic, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Okay, I'm excited for your next one, because I haven't tried this yet.
Okay, so when I went to Trader Joe's with Sierra, I freaked out in the cartoned milk section, the unrefrigerated cartoned milk, or milk substitute, whatever, plant-based milk. So mine is the turmeric ginger coconut milk. It comes in a little, like, quart, I think.
Ooh.
It's so good. They only have it, Annie told me they only have it in the spring and summer. And then in the fall and winter, they have, like, the peppermint mocha almond milk or whatever.
I haven't tried that either.
Yeah, so she knows. Annie's a Trader Joe's girl. In addition to the turmeric ginger coconut milk, I also got the blueberry lavender almond milk. They're right beside each other, and those two are in the spring and summer, like I just said. They're so good. I make smoothies with the turmeric ginger. I add a little bit of cinnamon with some kale, like probably 3/4 of a cup of the coconut milk. I even put a little more turmeric in there. A scoop of protein powder. Oh my god, it's amazing. Sometimes I add a little pineapple, but it's like this really nicely seasoned cold smoothie that is delicious.
Ooh. What does it taste like on its own, the turmeric ginger?
So, what it tastes like on its own is just like a golden milk latte, pretty much.
Oh my god, okay.
With coconut milk. Yeah, it's very good. It's got that radioactive turmeric color. And the coconut really complements the ginger and, like, the spices they put in it. Oh, it's so good.
Would it taste good in a chai latte?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
You could even, you could steam it, probably.
Ooh. Okay, now, the blueberry lavender, this one makes me nervous because I feel like lavender-flavored foods taste like medicine to me. So what does that one taste like? Like, how would you describe
it? So I understand your nervousness, but you don't worry because Annie has that same problem. She doesn't like food that's gonna taste weird. So we put the blueberry lavender, this sounds crazy, but we put it in our coffee. It's so good.
Oh my god.
If you open it, and when you opened it up, I like sniffed it, you know, because I smell everything. It smells first off, it smells like a blueberry Pop-Tart. It smells, but like in a good way, you know what I mean?
I think it smells delicious, like a candle. Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But so the lavender, like, you can taste it, but it doesn't taste like unnatural. You know how sometimes like rose petal flavor or something is like in your food and it's not right? No, this one's so good. So we put this in our coffee. I also use it in smoothies. It doesn't last in our house, is what I'm saying. We took that stuff out like within a couple days.
I need to get this on my next trip. It sounds absolutely delicious.
I know. I should have pushed you to get it more when we were there.
And, like, I feel like lavender lattes are really popular. Like, I've been seeing them everywhere, so maybe...
Yeah, Annie really... You know? What she did with it was she would make iced coffee with it, which was really good.
That sounds delicious. I definitely should have gotten that. Damn.
Okay, tell me your next one.
Okay, the thing to get at Trader Joe's, in my opinion, is the avocados. It might sound basic, but knock on wood, I've, like, never gotten a bad avocado for Trader Joe's, and they sell, like, a big bunch of avocados, like, 6 little ones for, like, $4.99 or something, which I think is amazing. And if you're, like, living alone like me, you can eat one little avocado a day, and you don't have to, like, save the half. I think it's just, like, really convenient. They're always, like, really fresh, and even if the batch is, like, hard, and you bring it home, like, day by day, like, one will be ripe, and then another one will be ripe, so it's not, like, this guessing game, like, you'll always have some that are ripe and some that aren't, so I highly recommend you get the little bunch of avocados.
Yeah, Aldi has those, too, and they work really well.
They're good, yeah.
All right, give me another one, since I gave you two.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll talk about, like, frozen food for a little bit here. So my favorite frozen prepared meal at Trader Joe's is the buttered chicken, or the chicken tikka masala is good too. Those are like absolutely delicious. They're not like too many calories. I think they're around like 300. So it's like a nice little thing. Like you could bring it to work, and have like a frozen meal and maybe some fruit or a snack on the side. I think it's just like really convenient. I feel like the Asian and like Indian pre-prepared dishes at Trader Joe's are very good. So, if you're looking for a quick work meal, go get one of those.
Yeah. And I think I know that you and I both like the frozen tamales.
Yes.
We can talk about that.
So good.
I never purchased any myself personally, but Annie got them for me and made them one night. And I was like, did you, like, make these? And she was like, no, they're frozen from Trader Joe's. I was like, did you, like, stuff this corn husk? Like, what?
I know.
But they're amazing. Tell me what you think of them.
All the flavors are really good. Like, my family makes tamales, and I think, like, they stand up. Like, they're pretty authentic. They're pretty good. My two favorite flavors are, there's one with, like, sweet corn and green chili, and then the chicken ones are really good. And then there's also just a cheese and green chili. I believe that one's good, too. All of them are really good, and this is, like, another fast meal. Like, you literally just put them in the microwave, like, with the husk on. You take the husk off halfway through and continue microwaving, and I think they're absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm. I agree. What else do you like frozen?
Okay, yeah, I'll do my frozen ones. So, the last, like, two frozen things, I think any of the frozen gnocchis are really good. I feel like that has a cult following, like, the everything but the bagel Ooh, seasoning.
I haven't had it.
Okay, you have to get the cauliflower gnocchi. That is, like, I feel like a Trader Joe's, like, staple. You probably see, like, people on Instagram making it and stuff. So, there's, like, cauliflower frozen gnocchi, sweet potato frozen gnocchi, and kale frozen gnocchi. I have not tried the kale one yet. But I think those are a pretty good staple. And then also the frozen falafels are really good too. Again, like, this is just like, if you're a single person and you need like a really quick lunch, like, I will just like prep a salad, pop the falafels in the microwave, and then like crumble it over the salad and like take it to work. And again, it's just like a good way to get some like substance in your salad. Because nothing sucks more than like packing a salad to work or school. And it's, like, really unsatisfying and tragic, and then you're hungry in 1 hour. So I recommend those.
All right, well, something that I saw a lot of in Trader Joe's, which was a good thing and a bad thing, was all their delicious little candy snack things.
Yeah.
I couldn't resist. The first thing that I got was the milk chocolate peanut butter cups, which I put in the freezer because Sierra taught me that, and they're so good. Oh, my gosh. It's, like, a little container. I want to say there's probably, like, 40 or 50 in there. There's a lot, so be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good. They taste better than Reese Cups to me, honestly. And they come in dark chocolate, if dark chocolate's more your thing. Annie likes milk chocolate, so I get her the milk chocolate stuff. But, yeah, highly recommend the milk chocolate peanut butter cups.
They're so good. It's also a good gift to give someone. I've given them as gifts before.
Seriously. Yeah, that's a great gift.
Okay, so my next two kind of go together. So I think something that Trader Joe's does really well is, like, their cheese section in general. They have a lot of cheese. It's pretty well priced, and you can just get, like, such a great variety. Like, they always have brie, feta, extra sharp cheddar. Like, they just have such a wide variety of cheeses. Like, you can definitely find what you're looking for. And cheese can be pretty expensive at other grocery stores, especially like Whole Foods, and I feel like the cheese is even better at Trader Joe's. And then going along with that, I've never found, if you're a fellow Italian like me, I've never found like prosciutto cheaper than at Trader Joe's. Like, you could get like a pretty good amount for like $5.99 or something like that, whereas the same amount would cost you like $9 at Whole Foods. It's like absolutely insane. So if you want prosciutto, go to Trader Joe's.
So another thing that I really, really enjoyed from Trader Joe's was the Henry Hotspur hard press cider, rosé cider.
So good.
Oh, listen, Sierra turned me on to these. They come in a little six-pack bottles, and they're like 120 calories per bottle, which is comparable to like Truly's and White Claw and all that, but it has way more flavor. More alcohol content, totally delicious, really refreshing. It tastes like juice, but, like, in a good way.
It's not, I know, like, some people are probably hesitant. I feel like it's the right amount of sugary, because...
Yeah, it's a dry cider, but it definitely is, it's got that sweet and the tang.
Yeah, it's absolutely delicious. It's so refreshing. I brought this to a 4th of July party last night. Everyone else is drinking beer, and I was like, and here I am with my rosé cider, but
yes.
It's like a conversation starter. It's absolutely delicious, and I feel like it was pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember the price exactly.
I know, so it's like $7.99 for a six-pack.
So good. I have one left, and I'm really sad about it. And I kind of want to drink it now that we're talking about it. And it's like a beautiful shade of millennial pink.
Yeah.
So another one of my favorites from Trader Joe's is their sourdough bread. I feel like it lasts forever, and I'm a really big fan of sourdough, and I appreciate that they have it in whole loaves and half loaves. So if you don't want to buy like a huge amount of sourdough, you could do a half loaf, and I just think it's really good and cheap, cheaper than you would get at other types of stores. Okay, and I feel like our last category is chocolate-covered stuff, because it's so good.
Yeah, it is. So Sierra and I love the chocolate-covered coconut almonds. I think they have milk chocolate and dark chocolate versions. Oh my god, I had to, like, hide those things from myself. They are so good.
It tastes like a more delicious Almond Joy. It has the same flavor profile, obviously, but they taste, like, so artificial.
Yeah,
like,
Almond Joys.
This one tastes absolutely delicious. Like, you don't have to eat a whole candy bar. It's literally, like, just popping an almond in your mouth.
But that's the thing, like, with an Almond Joy, you have to eat, like, this weird hunk of coconut.
Yeah, like...
But this is just, like, you're eating an almond.
Yeah.
And it's not like a Jordan almond where you're like...
It's plastic.
It's, like, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Highly recommend. And then the other one I saw was the chocolate-covered peanut butter-filled pretzels. They look like puppy chow, except they're just chocolate-covered. And they're so good. Annie, I gave it to her, and that bag was gone, like, in a couple of days. They were really good.
I haven't tried those, but one thing I recently just tried for the first time is Trader Joe's chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Oh!
So good.
Litty.
Yeah. I think this is my theme, just, like, getting through the workday, because if you're at work, pack some espresso beans, and you could just, like, pop them at 3 p.m., and then you'll be good for the rest of the day.
I mean, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah. Yeah. But with that, I think I might have more in this category, but we wanted to talk about some of the duds from Trader Joe's so you don't get burned like us.
Yeah, I'm a newbie, so I don't really have any, but I want to talk about what you think.
I will tell you about it. So, first, I feel like Trader Joe's has really good frozen items, but something that has really disappointed me in the past was, like, their pre-made salads and wraps, like, in the refrigerated section by, like, the hummus. Like, you would think, like, oh, let me get this Trader Joe's, like, Caesar salad to go, but in my experience, they've been, like, really disturbing and soggy and weird.
Ew, no.
Like, I got a black bean wrap or something like that, and there was just, like, corn soup at the bottom, and it was, like, drippy and absolutely gross.
Oh, no, that sucks. Like those.
And then, you haven't had this experience at Aldi, so I don't know if it's just, like, a me problem, but there's been two times from Trader Joe's, one time was with chicken and one time was with steak, where I got meat, and I opened it, and it smelled, like, rotten.
Oh, God.
So
I will say that my brother got some meat from Aldi and got sick on it. So I think it's okay, but here, let me tell you guys, I buy meat all the time. Recently I've been getting like frozen chicken
exactly.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's a difference, but I have never gotten sick from any meat from Aldi or any grocery store really.
Okay.
Unless I misprepare it, because I have done that.
This could happen probably anywhere, but if something smells weird, don't eat it.
Oh, yeah, like, that's the thing, like, if, yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't eat rancid meat.
Yay! Also, I think Trader Joe's one time, I just don't think their yogurt is very good. Like, if you're looking for Greek yogurt, like, don't get their branded yogurt, get, like, Oikos, or they might have Chobani. What?
Aldi has that problem, too.
Okay.
Their yogurt is not good.
What does it taste like to you? It has to be the same.
Well, so I bought Greek yogurt, and it was not fluffy.
Yes,
at all.
It's thick.
It's like normal yogurt.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
And it's, like,
was it chalky?
No, it was, like, sugary and, like, kind of just gross, and it molded really fast.
Okay.
Like, I bought one of those big tubs of, like, vanilla.
Yeah.
But then I didn't want to eat it because it wasn't Greek yogurt, even though it said it was Greek yogurt. But then I got a different brand from Aldi because they have different brands than Aldi, and it's better. But Trader Joe's, I mean, they might be having the same. It's all the same food, guys. It like really the Aldi food and the Trader Joe's food are the same.
It's a lot the of same. Them. No, okay, yeah. So I'm glad I mentioned that then, because the yogurt is similar to, it's just, like, not good, and also, like, they try to do these, like, fun flavors at Trader Joe's. Like, I tried to get, like, pumpkin yogurt for, like, the holiday season, and I opened it and ate it at school, and I was, like, having a conversation, and I physically just left the conversation and, like, spit the yogurt out. It tasted like baby food plus sour cream. Because it was, like, pumpkin Greek yogurt.
Okay, I have a question on these, like, festive flavors.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen at Trader Joe's, like, do they have, like, in the hummus section, like, dessert hummuses?
I haven't looked.
Because they have that at Aldi, and it always, like, gives me the willies. Because they have, like, peppermint mocha hummus. I mean, that's not it, but it's, like, something really gross.
No, but like, I have tried dessert hummus, not from Trader Joe's. It's pretty good.
Oh, really? It just gives me the willies. Yeah.
It freaked me out, too. Okay, so here's the thing. If you're going to get dessert hummus, you have to get something that's going to mask the chickpea flavor. So I got, like, red velvet dessert hummus, and I feel like the chocolatey flavor masks it. But then one time I got snickerdoodle hummus, and it just tasted like cinnamon chickpeas.
Ew!
It was so nasty.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Yeah.
And so I almost bought the ranch from Trader Joe's, but you told me not to. Can you tell me why you bought it one time and you didn't?
Yeah, that's another thing. I feel like the dressings at Trader Joe's are very hit and miss. I feel like their refrigerated dressings are pretty good, but, like, their, dressings in, like, the pantry section. Like, the ranch from Trader Joe's tastes so wrong. Like, I don't know what it is about it. It tastes like...
It's, like, tangy?
It's, like, cafeteria, elementary school cafeteria ranch.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
And it's, like, a little, like, watery. I don't know. It's just not...
Well, I didn't try it, so I'll let you know if I do.
So, yeah, if you want dressings, you have to do your research. So, like, overall, what is your impression of Trader Joe's out of 10?
So, like, being someone who's an Aldi gal for my whole life, and knowing that they're sister companies, I really like Trader Joe's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I think that the prices are wonderful, which is what I'm mainly after, and the quality is, like, incomparable for the price.
Yeah.
I like the unique foods. I'm someone who, as obviously as someone who goes to Aldi, like, Aldi doesn't have everything that you want, you know?
Exactly.
Sometimes you can't get, like, baking yeast or whatever there, and, you know, Trader Joe's is the same way, so I'm used to that. So I really like Trader Joe's. I think I'm gonna have to get it like a 9 out of 10.
I would have to agree, even with the chaotic shopping environment and like the tragic parking. I just think like it's kind of unbeatable. Maybe that's the millennial in us, but like I also go to Whole Foods against my will to get meat, and the shopping experience is not good, and the prices are astronomical, so I really prefer Trader Joe's.
Same. Yeah, but I know people of all ages that love Trader Joe's, so...
That's true, that's true. It's fantastic, can't wait to go
back. It's definitely holistic.
It is holistic, yeah. They have biodegradable, like, fruit bags.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone, go and try it.
Try some of our favorites. I feel like our favorites are also a lot of people's favorites for a reason, and it's the reason, like, these products stick around.
Yeah, and hit us up on Instagram at Holistish. Tell us what your favorite tell us what your favorite products are from Trader Joe's. Send us an email about anything you want. We're here just like you are, staying indoors.
Woo!
Honor yourself today by wearing a mask. Please. Thank you.
It's not a conspiracy. Please wear a mask.
Go to Trader Joe's. Woo! Social distance.
Bye.